Deep beneath Egypt's shifting sands lies a mystery that has perplexed historians and treasure hunters alike. The final resting place of ancient Egypt's last pharaoh, Cleopatra. When we talk about history, few names spark as much intrigue and speculation as that of Cleopatra VII, the last active ruler of the Ptolemaic Kingdom of Egypt. Her life was a tapestry of drama, romance, and political intrigue, ending with her tragic suicide in 30 BC. Yet, the location of her final resting place remains one of history's greatest unsolved mysteries. This enigma has puzzled scholars, historians, and treasure hunters alike for centuries, leading to countless expeditions, theories, and speculations, all in vain. The quest to uncover Cleopatra's tomb is more than an adventure. It's a narrative that intertwines the fate of an ancient queen with the relentless pursuit of modern-day explorers. It beckons us into a world where history and myth converge, the line between fact and fiction blurs, and where the essence of discovery pulses with the promise of unearthed secrets. Before we go into what happened with Cleopatra's tomb, let's understand who she was. Her role in history is more significant than people might think, and her life was even more interesting. Cleopatra VII, Philopator, was a member of the Ptolemaic dynasty, a family of Macedonian Greek origin that ruled Egypt after Alexander the Great's general, Ptolemy I Soter, declared himself king following Alexander's death in 323 BC. The Ptolemies established themselves as the rulers of Egypt, making Alexandria their capital and transforming it into a center of Hellenistic culture and learning. She was the last active ruler of the Ptolemaic Kingdom of Egypt and stands as a figure of unparalleled fascination and complexity in ancient history. Born in 69 BC, Cleopatra ascended to the throne at the tender age of 18, embarking on a reign that would see Egypt navigate the turbulent waters of Roman political machinations and internal strife. Her life was a testament to her intelligence, political savvy, and unyielding demonstration to preserve her kingdom's sovereignty. Cleopatra was not just a queen, but a linguist, scholar, naval commander, and the embodiment of divine royalty. Fluent in multiple languages, including Egyptian, a rarity among the Ptolemies, she represented herself as the reincarnation of the goddess Isis, intertwining her identity with the divine to legitimize her rule. Her intelligence was matched only by her political acumen, skillfully navigating Egypt through the perilous era of Roman expansion. Her historical significance, however, is often shadowed by her relationships with two of Rome's most powerful leaders, Julius Caesar and Mark Antony. Her alliance with Caesar began with a bold gambit, smuggling herself into the royal palace to seek his support. This partnership not only solidified her grip on the throne, but also bore her a son, Caesarion. After Caesar's assassination in 44 BC, Cleopatra aligned with Mark Antony, one of the triumvirs who ruled Rome in the power vacuum Caesar left behind. Their alliance, both political and romantic, produced three children and became the foundation of a formidable yet ultimately doomed bid for dominance of the Mediterranean world. Cleopatra's reign was characterized by her ambitious efforts to restore Egypt to its ancient preeminence, an endeavor that included significant cultural and economic achievements. Cleopatra's alliance with Antony against Octavian, the future Augustus, in the final war of the Roman Republic highlights her strategic military leadership. Despite their eventual defeat at the Battle of Actium, Cleopatra's efforts to secure a place for her children on the world stage and her attempts to preserve Egypt's independence amidst Roman domination underscores her resilience and political foresight. Despite her death in 30 BC, her legacy transcends her demise. To this day, Cleopatra remains a symbol of power, intelligence, and seduction, often romanticized but undeniably a figure of significant historical impact. she challenged the political norms of her time, asserting her authority in a male-dominated world and striving to reestablish Egypt's greatness. Her life, rich in drama and intrigue, continues to captivate the imagination of people around the world, embodying the enduring allure of one of history's most enigmatic leaders. The story of Cleopatra's disappearance begins with her dramatic demise. Following their defeat by Octavian, the future Emperor Augustus of Rome, Cleopatra and her lover Mark Antony took their own lives, choosing death over subjugation. According to legend, she allowed an asp, or an Egyptian cobra, to bite her. Others believe she used a poisonous concoction instead. According to ancient sources, Cleopatra chose to end her life to avoid the humiliation of being paraded as a captive in Rome, a fate she deemed worse than death. Ancient writers claim they were buried together, a romantic yet politically charged act that symbolized their unity both in life and death. Octavian, the Roman leader who defeated them, permitted their burial together. Their children were eventually taken to Rome to be raised as Roman citizens. However, the precise location of this joint tomb has eluded discovery. Over the years, Egypt's shifting sands and the rise and fall of empires have only deepened the mystery, leaving us with more questions than answers. Now, there's plenty of content online with such ludicrous titles as The Tomb of Cleopatra Finally Found, but it's all fake, and you'll be disappointed by the end of those videos. It has not been found yet. Theories about the location of Cleopatra's tomb have varied wildly, ranging from Alexandria, where she reigned, to Tapisaris Magna, a temple complex west of Alexandria where recent archaeological efforts have focused. Some suggest that her tomb could be submerged under the sea due to earthquakes and tsunamis that reshaped the ancient coastlines. Others speculate that the tomb's absence might be the result of deliberate obliteration by her Roman conquerors, eager to erase the memory of their adversaries, which was a common occurrence. This is something that is still practiced to this day, when in May 2011 the death of Osama bin Laden was announced by the United States government. They decided to bury bin Laden's body in the ocean following his death to prevent any specific location from becoming a shrine for his followers. Despite these challenges, the search for Cleopatra's tomb has never ceased. It has only evolved with the advent of modern technology, from ground-penetrating radar to satellite imagery, offering new hope that the tomb's location might yet be revealed. Archaeologists and historians continue to sift through ancient texts and dig through layers of history, driven by the belief that finding Cleopatra's final resting place would unlock secrets of the past that have been buried for centuries. The mystery of Cleopatra's tomb transcends the search for a burial site. It represents the enduring power of her legacy, her intelligence, charisma, and political savvy that have captivated the imagination of generations. It speaks to our unquenchable thirst for knowledge about the past, a longing to connect with the stories of those who shaped the course of history. The search for the tomb of Cleopatra and Mark Antony has been a long-standing quest, filled with the promise of uncovering one of the greatest untold stories of the ancient world. While numerous efforts have been made over the years, one of the most significant expeditions in recent history began in 2004, when Kathleen Martinez, a Dominican lawyer and archaeologist, initiated her groundbreaking work at the Temple of Tapisaris Magna, situated about 45 kilometers west of Alexandria. Martinez's hypothesis, considered unconventional at the time, suggested that the Temple of Tapisaris Magna, a site of significant religious and strategic importance in Cleopatra's reign, could potentially house the lost tomb. This theory was based on a combination of historical texts, including those by the ancient historian Plutarch, and the architectural and symbolic significance of the site itself, which aligned with Cleopatra's known efforts to associate herself with the goddess Isis. Over the years, the excavation has yielded intriguing finds. Since the expedition's inception, the team has uncovered numerous artifacts, including coins bearing the image of Cleopatra and Mark Antony, a headless statue believed to be of Cleopatra, and alabaster masks dating back to the Ptolemaic era. Perhaps most compellingly, the discovery of a network of tunnels and what appear to be burial chambers have further fueled speculation that the site could indeed be the final resting place of the legendary lovers. Her excavation has run into issues over the years. The Arab Spring in 2010, followed up by the 2011 overthrow of Egypt's president, stopped the excavation. It wasn't until 2014 that she was allowed to continue her expedition. In 2021, she found several burial chambers. The fascinating thing about this discovery was that the team found several mummies, including a couple who were buried together. And according to genetic testing, they were male and female. But this was not just any couple. Their bodies had jewelry and other artifacts not common for regular people. Martinez believes that this was a significant finding, but she believes that Cleopatra's tomb would be much more grand and elaborate than this. But in my opinion, who knows? If they were allowed to be buried together, maybe that was one of the conditions by the Romans. No fancy burial, no grand temple for them. Despite these promising discoveries, the tomb of Cleopatra and Mark Antony has yet to be located. The expeditions at Taposaris Magna and other sites underscore the challenges inherent in archaeology, particularly when investigating figures as legendary as Cleopatra and Antony. The shifting sands of time, both literally and metaphorically, have obscured many traces of the ancient world. The journey, fraught with dead ends, tantalizing clues, and endless speculation, is a testament to our never-ending quest for knowledge, understanding, and the thrill of discovery. The search for Cleopatra's final resting place is more than a quest for a grave. It is a pursuit of the essence of history itself, a story that remains unfinished, inviting us to explore, question, and imagine. In conclusion, the mysterious disappearance of Cleopatra's tomb is a narrative that captivates and intrigues. It beckons us to journey through time, to unravel the threads of history, and to ponder what secrets lie buried beneath the earth. This millennia-old enigma is not just a tale of a lost tomb, it's a reflection of our enduring fascination with the past, our desire to connect with the legends of yore, and our unwavering quest for discovery. As we peer into the depths of history, the search for Cleopatra's tomb reminds us that some mysteries may never be solved, yet the quest for answers is a journey worth taking, filled with the promise of discovery and the allure of the unknown. Thank you for being with us for this episode of the Dark History Project. Please help us out by liking this video, and don't forget to hit that subscribe button below. Please let us know what you think in the comments and tell us what topics you want us to cover next time. We're available on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere else you can listen to podcasts. We hope you enjoyed it, and our next episode will come out soon. See you then.